Newspaper headlines, jail, then hell and ceasefire if Putin agrees, date modified colon 2025-03-12T05:44:54.035Z, description colon several papers lead on the emotional tribute John Hunt shared in court about wife Carol and daughters Louise and Hannah, dot. Jail, then hell and ceasefire if Putin agrees, 7 hours ago, save. Several papers feature the emotional words delivered by John Hunt in court as his family's killer was sentenced to life. The Mail carries an image of Mr. Hunt smiling alongside daughters Louise and Hannah with the quote "Screams of hell await you. I am so proud of all my girls" is the headline on the Express. The paper's full cover is a photograph of Carol, Louise, and Hannah alongside quotes from Mr. Hunt. The Metro's front page is also dedicated to John Hunt's impact statement. His wife and daughters were killed in July last year by Louise's ex-boyfriend. In court, Mr. Hunt said hell would be rolling out the red carpet for his crimes against the three women. Jail, then hell is the Mirror's headline as it shares more from John Hunt. It reports how proud the commentator was of his girls as he condemns their killer. Putin told to agree Ukraine ceasefire, reads the headline on the front of the Telegraph. It says U.S. President Donald Trump will challenge Russian President Vladimir Putin to accept the deal after securing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's approval in Saudi Arabia. The Times also leads on hopes of a ceasefire in Ukraine with all eyes waiting on Russia to respond. It reports Trump is saying it takes two to tango. Ceasefire if Putin agrees, writes the I paper. The paper reports attention turns to Moscow and details some of the proposals, which it says includes prisoner of war exchanges and the return of children forcibly transferred to Russia. The Guardian carries more on the emphasis on Russia to get a 30-day ceasefire set in stone. Its headline reads, U.S. says ball in Russia's court. The paper also highlights John Hunt's words as he shares his tribute to daughter Louise, saying he hopes her bravery is treated as a shining beacon for other women wanting to leave certain relationships. The Financial Times carries Trump's plan of targeting Canada with more tariffs, although his administration has since rolled back on the idea of hitting aluminium and steel with a 50% tariff. The Sun reports a former aide of Health Secretary Wes Streeting exposed himself to a 13-year-old girl. Sam Gould, 33, who resigned from his role, admitted indecent exposure in East London. He will be sentenced next month. The Star leads with Manchester United's grand plans for a new home, although it says there are questions over how much taxpayers may be asked to pay for any development of the area nearby. The Mail says Russian President Vladimir Putin is under huge pressure to end the war in Ukraine, as it and other papers lead on the United States peace plan. The paper says a dramatic breakthrough saw the Ukrainian president back the proposal, just 11 days after a public bust-up with President Donald Trump. The Times says the U.S. has declared that it is up to Russia to respond. According to the paper, this marks the first time since Trump's return to office that Washington has publicly put pressure on Russia to compromise and come to the table. Ceasefire in Ukraine if Putin agrees, is how the I paper sums up the situation. It says Trump expects to speak to Putin in the coming days as Kyiv insists that European partners are involved in the peace process. The Telegraph's main headline reads, Putin told to agree Ukraine ceasefire. It quotes a Ukrainian official as saying the proposed ceasefire is partly designed to call Putin's bluff over whether he is genuinely committed to peace talks. Let's see what happens, but I give it less than a 50% chance that they Russia will agree, the official tells the Telegraph. The Mirror leads with the three life terms handed down to Kyle Clifford, for murdering the wife and two daughters of BBC racing commentator John Hunt. The paper says Clifford will die in prison for the killing of his former girlfriend, Louise, her sister, Hannah, and their mother, Carol. The Mirror's headline echoes the words expressed by Mr. Hunt in his victim impact statement, jail. Then hell. I am so proud of all my girls, is the headline on the Express. The paper highlights Mr. Hunt's tribute in court to his family before he went on to say, unlike you, Kyle, at every step of their lives, they made the correct choices to improve themselves. The Sun leads with a report that a former senior assistant to the health secretary, Wes Streeting, exposed himself to a 13-year-old girl. Sam Gould, 33, resigned from the role, after admitting indecent exposure in East London. He will be sentenced next month. In a statement, Streeting has said he is shocked and horrified, adding that no one should have to endure this behavior. He called on Gould to resign as a Redbridge councillor immediately. The Guardian reports that a radical blueprint for reforming the state is being drawn up by government officials. The paper understands that the plan includes a crackdown on quangos and thousands more civil service job cuts. A spokesman for the Prime Minister would not say which bodies could be affected, but tells the paper that Sir Keir Starmer thinks the state has become passive when it comes to decisions. According to The Guardian, the plan has been given the name Project Chainsaw. The paper calls it an explicit reference to Elon Musk wielding a chainsaw to symbolize controversial government cuts under Trump's administration. Finally, Manchester United's plans to build the biggest football stadium in the UK prompts debate in the papers. The Telegraph calls it United's £2 billion stadium gamble. The Financial Times says United is taking on the Eiffel Tower, while The Star asks if the taxpayer will get a big bill for what it coins Gold Trafford. Sign up for our morning newsletter and get BBC News in your inbox, related internet Lynn.